Four sex offenders arrested after illegally re-entering U.S. by Bob Price on March 27, 2019. Border Patrol agents all along the U.S. southwestern border with Mexico continue to apprehend sex offenders who illegally re-enter the country after being deported. Tucson sector agents assigned to the Nogales station arrested a 48-year-old Mexican national after he illegally crossed the border several miles west of the Mariposa port of entry on Sunday. The agents transported the man to the station where a biometric background investigation identified the man as Gildardo Diaz Arroyo, according to information obtained from U.S. Border Patrol officials. Further investigation revealed that a Phoenix, Arizona court convicted the Mexican national for sexual assault of a minor in 1998. Another court convicted him of driving under the influence in 2005. Immigration officers removed him from the U.S. following his convictions. That same day, El Paso sector agents apprehended a group of migrants who illegally crossed the border just west of the Paso del Norte port of entry, officials stated. During processing, the agents discovered one of the illegal aliens has an active arrest warrant. The biometric background investigation identified the man as a 52-year-old Guatemalan national, Jose Marcos. The criminal records check revealed an outstanding warrant from a court in Gainesville, Georgia, for violation of a court order that followed his previous arrest for child fondling, child molestation, and trafficking of a person, officials reported. The agents turned Marcos over to the El Paso Police Department, who will hold him for Georgia law enforcement officials. When the agents arrested Marcos, they found him in the company of his 10-year-old U.S. citizen son. Agents turned the child over to Texas Child Protective Services due to the nature of the arrest warrant, officials stated. Agents patrolling near Sunland Park on Friday morning arrested an Ecuadorian male after he attempted to illegally cross the border. The agents transported him to the station for processing, where they discovered that 22-year-old John Sebastian Yungachucky has an outstanding arrest warrant from a court in Worcester, Massachusetts. He reportedly told the agents he posted bond on the charges of rape, indecent assault, and battery. Officials turned the alleged rapist over to the Doña Ana County Detention Center in New Mexico, where he will be held for extradition. All of the previously deported criminal aliens could be prosecuted for aggravated reentry after removal as a previously convicted sex offender. If charged and convicted, they could each face up to 20 years in federal prison. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior political news contributor for the Breitbart Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.